Hi everyone, you are listening to the Master Self-Love Podcast. I am Larissa Gonzalez. This is a podcast for all things self-love, self-awareness, body positivity, a place where you can feel like you are enough because you are and you are valuable. And I talk about tips that have helped me get through issues with confidence and things that have helped me build my confidence. So I just wanted to share my experiences and what I'm learning. So welcome or welcome back. It's October 24th, Wednesday. I post every Wednesday morning. So please subscribe to wherever you're listening. Or if you want to get an email notification, go to masterselflove.com and enter your email address. And there's a lot of blog posts on there. If you want to read through things instead of listen, you'll find the link to our Instagram at Master Self Love. And I have a private Facebook community also that you can get into for more inspiration. So today's topic I want to talk about is dating yourself. This is something I've been doing for maybe a year and a little over a year and a half now, or a year and a half. And I've always kind of dated myself throughout my life. And I think it's important because I feel like a lot of people think that when you're in a relationship or married, that, you know, dating yourself is not even a thought in your mind. And I think it should be. I think you should date yourself throughout your whole life. Well, yeah, date yourself throughout your whole life. And then at some point, you know, you think of yourself, you know, get engaged to yourself and then married to yourself. I know it's a weird maybe concept to think about. So that's what I want to talk about because it's so important for self-love and confidence, because the result of dating yourself is that you're going to get to know yourself, who you are, what you want, and that you can be happy alone with your own company. So it's important, and it's helped me throughout my journey, and it's helped me get out of toxic relationships or stop anything that's gonna become a toxic relationship. So I want to talk about that. So if you want to know more about dating yourself and what that's like, then keep listening. Alrighty, so dating yourself. I know that seems sort of foreign to some people, but it's so important for self-love and being able to have that confidence that you're going to be okay by yourself. And it's also getting to know yourself. A lot of people have identity crises because they are searching for their identity in outside sources. So, you know, for instance, someone might just, you know, they've always been in a relationship, and so that's like part of their identity. And then, so the idea of them being on their own, just, it doesn't sit well with them. So, that's a little bit dangerous because that might mean staying in a relationship that's not meant for them or bad, just to feel comfortable because they don't know how they would be on their own. So that's why it's so important to date yourself even if you're in a relationship, because this will help you to, and it'll strengthen your relationship because you'll be able to do things on your own and your partner will be able to do things on their own. And so when you guys come back together, it'll be strengthened. You know, you have that time apart. I'm, you know, I've been in a relationship where it was way oversaturated, where it was like we were together all the time, and to me it just drove me crazy. And so, and especially if your partner or you is introverted, I mean, you, that time alone is crucial for recharge. And but I think regardless of extrovert or introvert, you have to have time to yourself. You know, a lot of extroverts try to make that excuse that, oh, I'm an extrovert, so I don't, you know, I don't do time by myself. I like being with people. And but that's not always healthy. You know, if you literally can't be alone with yourself for like a day, or not even a day, if you can't even be with yourself for like an hour, that's kind of should be a red flag for yourself. Because then you don't even know yourself. You're like, you know, you want some distractions, because when you're alone by yourself, you know, you start to think, and you might start to think about things from your past or your future. And a lot of people don't want to deal with that, because sometimes it's painful, it's fearful. Like if you're thinking of stuff in the future, the fear of the unknown might freak you out, and you just don't want to even think about it. So, you know, that's a lot of the times people struggle with dealing with that, with the reality of kind of who they are and what they want. And so, because it takes work to work through, you know, past hurts or things that maybe mistakes, or, you know, things like that. It takes a lot of work to heal and analyze and observe. But with all of that, gets you to a higher self. You get to know yourself more and become more self-aware. So I think with me, that's helped me tremendously, is having time alone. And I've always done that since I was young, so it's nothing new to me. And I think that's how I'm able to like survive some of the tough situations I've been through, is because I've kind of been, you know, dating myself since I was young. I like to do stuff on my own. But I wanted to give some ideas for dates for yourself, because you might not know what that means or looks like. I think it's, I think it's fun, but I think I just challenge you this week to take an hour, you know, to do something for yourself. And if you do something for yourself, then I think that's great. Already, you're already there. So yeah, I wanted to give some ideas. So let's see, let's take a look. So a lot of things that could help you with your kind of your progress and things to do with yourself. You can take the time, you know, take an hour out of your day to fill in your planner, your calendar, for, you know, goals and things like that. You know, sit down and take some time to do that. You know, a lot of people don't sit down and take time to really think out long-term, plan Bs. That's a great exercise. You know, go to a cafe and do something like that. Take a relaxing bath and shower. You know, you can listen to music while you're doing that. I love to do that when I want to relax. Catch up on a show you enjoy, and this means without your partner or kids, or, you know, clean out your social media feed. That's something that's great. You know, get rid of stuff that's not of value. Clean a room in your house. You know, I mean, that's something that that might help. Like when you clean, or another idea is to cook. cook something for yourself for the week or something like that, when you kind of do things like that, like, it gets your, your motor skills or something like that, your motor skills in your brain turning, so that you just feel like you've accomplished something, even if it's just picking up some, you know, clothes off the floor or something. So it really helps you feel like, oh, I did something today. And so it helps with your mood and whatnot. That's really helped me when I, you know, just want to do something for myself. I just, you know, clean up a little bit. Another idea is get a massage. I love to do that. And this is obviously something that's cost money. And then another idea, go for coffee at your favorite cafe or tea. You know, just go sit at a, I love to go sit at a cafe and just observe people watch. I think it's cool, and you can, and you see other people doing that also. I think a coffee shop's a good place to start, like if you're freaked out of being looked at as, oh, you're alone, you know, you don't want to be so stuck out. So I think a coffee place is a good place to try. Another idea is, you know, hang out at a park and read a book. That's always nice to get out in nature. I love to get out in nature. That really grounds me. Grounding yourself is so important, and this is always done so much better when you're alone and in a place of nature. Because sometimes you know, whatever you're going through during the week, like, your brain or your thoughts really will go into, like, that flight or fight mode. You know, if you've ever heard the phrase, like, oh, he or she's flighty. Sometimes you get like that, and you just feel like you're not in your right mind. You're, like, all over the place. And so you have to ground yourself. So a great idea is, yeah, getting out there, literally setting your bare feet into the grass or the dirt, you know, and take deep breaths. Meditating is also something good that you could do alone that really helps to ground, and it helps with anxiety, especially, yeah, you know, when you're overthinking. That's something that I do, try to do. Meditating with breathing exercises. Another idea is just go on a scenic drive. Like, this is something I love to do. I live in Chicago now, and I really hardly drive my car, and I was thinking of selling it at one point, but I like to, on the weekends, sometimes go out and drive around, especially now that it's fall. Like, I went out last weekend to find some fall foliage, you know, some beautiful trees and things like that. And I just found the most beautiful places. And really, I kind of Googled some things, but I didn't really get lost. I mean, I guess I was just exploring, but I found the most beautiful places. And, you know, when you go on a drive by yourself, it's fun. You know, you put the music on and, you know, just, I dance in the car, sing in the car. It's just fun. I enjoy driving around, you know, for a 45-minute drive or something like that. So try that without anybody. It's just something that I find enjoyable. Another thing I love to do as a date is go to the movies by myself. Like, I absolutely enjoy it so much. I mean, and all these things, again, I would find enjoyable with someone, like family, friends, a significant other. But it's important to know that you can be happy without another person. Like, that's the whole point. Because chances are, especially in a relationship, that, you know, you might not be together forever, or, you know, God forbid something happened where, you know, they passed away and whatnot. But so dating yourself is saying, you know what, I can be happy alone, you know, while I might still miss this person like crazy, you know, it might hurt, but, you know, you have the ability to be happy on your own and take care of yourself on your own. Like, we are stronger than we think. We were made to survive as human beings, and we don't need to rely on anyone. So that's what I'm finding through this dating myself. It's like, wow, I can create my own happiness. So yeah, the movies, you know, there's been many times in relationships where, you know, I'd get annoyed because, you know, my boyfriend wanted to see a movie that I didn't necessarily want to see. And, you know, and when I go to the movies, I choose the movie I want. I sit wherever I want. I get my popcorn, my Coke. And it's just fun. I think, you know, I just sit there and enjoy the movie. You know, I think we put so much pressure, especially from TV and all that. We, you know, on TV, you never see nobody alone because that wouldn't be entertainment. Instead, we see the shows where, you know, it started off like Friends, well, Seinfeld, Friends, and what else? How I Met Your Mother. They all, you know, all of them are all best friends, and they all meet up, it seems like, every day. You know, that puts so much pressure on us to have, like, all these people in our lives. And that's great. Like I say, if you meet friends all the time, that's great. That's, you need that support and that friendship and love from other people. But I'm saying, like, a lot of the times, you know, people feel alone and, like, they don't have any friends, or if they're single, they feel like crap. And it's like, it's, you know, because it's made to, you know, when you turn on the TV or movies, it's, you know, you kind of are made to feel bad by being alone. And that's not, you can be happy alone as well as, you know, enjoy the company of others. So yeah, movies, taking a drive are like, yeah, I recommend those for sure. Like, please try them and let me know how you it goes for you, because those are some of my favorite things to do. Another thing you can do is go to the library, read a book there. The library is so quiet, and it's a nice place to just get away, especially if you live in this crazy city like me. Living in an apartment, it can drive you up the wall, literally, with people that are just rude and think they don't live with other people. So libraries are great for getting that quiet time. You know, and then just doing the pampering stuff. Get a manicure, pedicure, facial. That always makes me feel, you know, great. Although I've been trying to save money now, so I haven't been doing that stuff lately. You know, you don't have to do things that cost money either. I mean, there's a lot of things you could do that are free. Another thing is, you could take a class that's just for you, you know, a yoga class, painting class, a music class, something that you've always wanted to do. Do it on your own, you know, and that will help you to meet other people if, like, you're having trouble meeting friends and whatnot. I think that's a great, another great thing to meet people. And another thing that I love, I'm very grateful to live, like, 5 minutes walking distance from Lake Michigan. And so one of my favorite things to do is go watch a sunrise or a sunset. And I do it on my own. You know, you don't have to have that romantic, you know, oh, let's go watch the sunset, babe. You know, you don't have to have someone there to enjoy a sunset or sunrise. Like, it's so beautiful. And when I'm experiencing all these things, it makes me, like, appreciate myself, but also I'm thinking in the moment, you know, whoever's gonna be here with me in the moment, I'm gonna really appreciate them, and I hope they really appreciate it back. Because in that moment, you can recognize, like, oh, you know, is this person going to be grateful or happy in this moment? Or are they going to make this time that's special annoying or a problem. You know, because I remember one time I went on a date with this guy, and I took him to this view of the city downtown. It was such a beautiful view. I've gone there many times, and we met up downtown to go eat or something. And I said, you know, we're near this view. Why don't we check it out? And so we walked up there. And like the first thing out of his mouth was, oh, Chicago looks small. It really looks just pretty small. And I was just like, wah. Like, really? Like, this is the most beautiful view, and that's what you're gonna say to me right now? So, yeah, that date did not turn into a second date. And it was because of other things also, but in that moment, I am being not picky, because I don't want to use the word. I know, like, well, you know what, this person, I've made myself happy here in this moment, so this person's really not of value to me, you know? And that helps, because then you see, when you make yourself happy, you're not relying on someone else to do it. You know, that day when I went and saw that view, I still appreciated it, and he didn't. That just taught me that I can create my own happiness without anybody. So that's something else I like to do, is watch, go see beautiful scenic views, sunrises, sunsets. Another idea, let me see what I have here. You can create to-do lists for yourself. Plan something to look forward to. That's something that's helpful, especially if you've kind of been feeling like you've been kind of in the same routine or nothing fun. You know, plan something to look forward to. That helps when, you know, setting dates for yourself in the future. You can always look forward to that. I really recommend dating yourself, because it really helps getting that quality time with yourself. Because that way you'll learn to find happiness without having to rely on another person. And even if you find a partner, or you are currently in a relationship or are married, you'll have a stronger relationship with them, because you won't always need them by your side. So go out alone. There are certain places that people consider date spots where they wouldn't dare go alone. But there's no reason for single people to avoid the places that couples frequently go. Like, another one, actually, I forgot to say, is going to concerts. Like, I've had amazing experiences at concerts that I just, like, it made me so grateful to be alive, and it made me so happy. And I went to a concert, the John Mayer concert, alone. I went to see this pianist, Ludovico Einaudi, at it was one of the theaters in Chicago, and I got dressed up by myself. Like, I put on, it was like during Christmas time, so I put on like these red pretty earrings and this red top, and like I got dressed up as if I was going on a date with a guy. And like, that's just the most. And then I went to the show, and just to hear this pianist who I've always wanted to see, and getting dressed up and feeling great about myself, like, it was the most empowering thing I've ever experienced. And a lot of these times when I do go on these dates and experience something like that empowering, I kind of shed a tear a little bit, because I'm like, I can create my own happiness. And it's just like this crazy realization, you know, that comes, you know, in such a huge wave, like, whoa, you know. And you know, I was just thankful and grateful in that moment, because there were times where I felt like I couldn't survive without someone. Or when you're going through that heartbreak, you're like, you feel like you won't be happy again, you know. But that's just an untrue thought, you know, because if you think back before you even met that person, or even in a situation, you've had happy moments, had happy times. So you can have happy moments by yourself. And it's also helps with confidence, because going to places by yourself, like concerts and stuff like that, really shows you, it really helps with not caring about what others think. Because I think that's a big thing, especially with concerts and things like that, is, you know, what are these people going to think about me? And that's a really big thing with body positivity and confidence, is you need to stop caring or giving a shit about what other people think about you. You know, I remember when I was telling some of my coworkers that I used to work with that I went to concerts by myself and whatnot, they were freaking out and thought it was weird. And one of the guys was like, asked the other girl, oh, would you do that? Would you go to a concert by yourself? And the girl was like, no, I couldn't do that. I'm not brave enough. And the guy was like, why? Because would you think that people would think you're a loser or something? And I was just like, and I told the guy, you know what? If someone's gonna like sit there and say, wow, that girl's a loser, that guy or girl's a loser because she's by herself, like, I'm gonna be like, wow, I feel bad for you, because if you're with all these group of people, or with your boyfriend and girlfriend or whoever, and you have the time or to notice this person by themselves, then I feel bad for you, because you're obviously not having a good enough time. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta get to that level of confidence where you just really don't give a shit about what people think. Like, when I was at that John Mayer concert, like, I love John Mayer, and I couldn't find nobody to go with, and I'm not gonna miss it because I can't find nobody to go with. So I go there, and then actually, when you go to these places alone, like, you can meet other people. Like, I chatted with some people, and, you know, it just really boosts your confidence. And people see that and are drawn to it. So it's like the opposite of what we might think in our mind. You know, in our mind we think, oh, they're going to think I'm pathetic or this and that. Like, people, when I told people I was there by myself, they, like, freaked out. They're like, wow, I could never do that. And then they looked at me in, a different light, you know, but in a positive light. And like I say, if people want to look at it in a negative light, I really don't care, and they can go F off. You know what I mean? So that's another thing, is if you want to work on not caring what other people think, you're going to have to put yourself in those uncomfortable situations. And that's really, really helped me, because when you get to that place where you're like, you can create your own happiness without anybody, that's really powerful. Because when someone wants to try to put you down or this and that, you really won't care. You know, you really don't. You'll be like, who are you? You know? And that's why I encourage everybody to try getting up to that level of first, like, going to a place of nature first, and then maybe a coffee shop, and then maybe to a restaurant. I've even been to a club by myself, and it was so fun. You know, and people, you know, I talk to people, there's drunk people, and I had a blast. You know, I'm not gonna miss out on things because I don't have nobody to go with. Like, that's missing out on life. And so that's something, dating yourself is something that I recommend, and you do it forever, you know, because you have to learn that you are the master of your own life and happiness, and, you know, it'll help you realize that you trying to put pressure on someone else to continuously make you happy is very selfish and wrong. You know, that's another thing as well that will help, that will, like I say, help you strengthen any relationships that you have or that you will have in the future. So that's my spiel on dating yourself. It's amazing, and I totally recommend it. So I'm hoping to hear that you all have gone on dates by yourself, or that you are planning to. And then I want to hear, you know, what you thought about it, if you do feel empowered, or I just would love to hear your feedback. So please, you know, message me on Instagram at MasterSelfLove or on MasterSelfLove.com. I would love to hear from you. So until then, I hope you all have a great week, and take care. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post it on social media, or leave a rating and review. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram at MasterSelfLove. Thanks again, and I'll see you next time.